Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, because the month of April is our month of supernatural turnaround everywhere. Everywhere there is turnaround in every area of our lives, even in this season of new beginnings, the turnarounds begin now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, because the turnarounds begin now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, because the turnarounds begin now. In the name of Jesus, those dead situations not just come alive, they begin to bring forth marvelous fruits now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. 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 For in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I would like us to pray together and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you, Father, because you are going to send your word against us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, because you send your word again to us. Your word has transformed us. Your word has turned our lives around. Your word has rebuilt us. In the name of Jesus, your word has healed us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, because your word has reproved us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We hand over everything to you. Manifest yourself amongst us tonight. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. First and foremost, I'd like to say happy Easter Sunday to you, brethren. You're welcome to this meeting. You know, for the purpose of the season, we'll not be taking time tonight. By the grace of God, we intend to close in the next 30 minutes or thereabout. So I just want us to look at the Word of God together, even as we look at our journey of becoming as believers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So that we may understand how to measure our growth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, let me start from here. Sometimes in the year 2020, there is this young minister that came to my local church. You know, it was a time that I was battling with comparison and a lack of relevance in my life at the time. So I was a coach at the time. I was a mind coach at the time. It was just before I traveled. I was not feeling, you know, I was doing a lot, but then the results that were coming didn't seem like how I would have loved my life to be. I was together now. And so there was this constant comparison. And, you know, especially for people that work online, there is this, you know, bullying that is happening online amongst people that are in the same industry. If you are not careful, you may lose your sanity. He almost got to me during these times. And so this man came to church and had a wonderful ministration. And one of the take-off from that ministration for me was an illustration. And that illustration was describing the growth of a believer and how believers should, you know, see themselves. Now, he said something. He said that consider yourself, if your friends have gone ahead of you, basically, if your friends have gone ahead of you, consider yourself as a tanker and consider them as cars. He said that the tanker carries the fuel that the cars will use. Now, the cars are going to drive faster than the tanker. I would get it now. But all of the cars depend on the tanker to move. Otherwise, there will not be fuel. Now, while that is a very wonderful analogy, I would get it now. I discovered that it's a common thing in Christianity. But and I have discovered also that it is just also a way that we use to console ourselves. This is what I'm saying. There is also this understanding that when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, I would get it now, that you are going to, you know, pursue great things. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you are going to pursue great things. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you are going to run past the people that have gone ahead of you. It is true. But many times we say this thing, it is not because we understand them, it's just consolation. See, let's be realistic with each other. Progress is important. Growth is important. So beyond the consolation that the people that have gone ahead of you, you can meet up with them and catch up. You must be careful. If you don't grow, you may not catch up with them ever. I'm being honest now. This is the truth. Because many people are waiting upon the fact that because there is a prophecy that has been released to them, that their mates have gone ahead of them, and so they will catch up because they are waiting on God. Are we together now? So because of this prophecy, they have just stayed there, and they are not really evaluating their lives to see that there is growth, to see that there is progress. Are we together now? I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again, that primarily God is not interested. I'm being honest with you now. Primarily God is not just interested in the results. He is interested in the man that is carrying the results. And so God would rather spend time building the man. Are we together now? Than making the result happen first. Because God can make the result come by miracles. Are we together now? But he needs a man that will manifest him on earth. So as a believer in Christ Jesus, are we together now? You must move away from the level of continually, you know, relying on God. I don't want to say relying on God in that language. Continually seeking God because of the things that he intends to give you. Hello? If you are still in that level, you are remaining a baby, you are a baby. That the reason you are going to church is so that God can bless you. The reason you are going, I'm being honest now, the reason you are going to church is so that, you know, you can be protected from evil, so that you can be protected from, you know, evil occurrences, so that you can be healed of your sicknesses. While these things are wonderful things, are we together now? It means that we are still seeking God because of what he can do for us. Are we together now? We have not gotten to the point where we are seeking God because of what he is doing through us or what he can do through us. Hallelujah. And so as long as we remain in the area where we are doing things for God now because of what he can do, we can't truly claim to love God. I realize that when a man loves God, I want to get it now, it's because of an understanding that he has come. Okay, so this is the only personality that matters to my life, and every other thing, not even the ministry, not even my job, not even my work. He understands that it is God that provided everything, and he's doing that so that I may be able, I want to get it now, to represent him. So the love of God is not in mouth, it is indeed. I want to get it now. The love of God is not in saying, I love you, Father. It is indeed. The love of God is not in crying in church. I'm being honest with you. It's not in being emotional. It is indeed. It is indeed. Are we together now? So as a believer, transformational life, you're going to, you know, move from that stage that you are in to the next stage. You must understand that your growth and your process of becoming is more important than anything. Now, we started this meeting last week, talking about the believer that is growing in Christ Jesus. And you know, when I'm not telling that the journey is always smooth, sometimes it is not always pleasant. You know, I've told us this before, that progress isn't always about results. And this is why many believers lose focus. You see, for people in the world, I would go now, for people in the world, progress is tied to results. The system of the world only recognizes progress when they see results. Are we together now? But God is not like that. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11 chapter 6. Let's read. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, please. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. So while the system of the world may only acknowledge the growth of the man when they see his result, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And because anyone who comes to him must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seeking God, hallelujah. But hallelujah, the way to please God is by faith. So God is not interested in your results, primarily speaking now. He's looking first and foremost at the faith. Hallelujah. And I've told us this before. I think I said this last week, that when it comes to the issue of faith, when there is faith, there is going to be a trial. I was going to now. Now, if there is no faith, or even if there is faith, there might be harassment from the devil. If care is not taken, there can be enslavement from the kingdom of darkness. Now, these three things can happen to a believer. But primarily, hallelujah. Are we together now? So what I'm saying primarily is this, that as long as we experience these three things, hallelujah, things. In fact, before you can come to the understanding, there are some things that there are some enslavement sort of that would exist. That is the truth. And so it is the understanding that you have in Christ Jesus that will take you out of it. Are we together now? This is what the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 32, that you will know the truth and then it shall set you free. Harassment will come. The devil will not look at you and just want you to be going. He will try to harass you. So harassment will come. Are we together now? But you can overcome. Or you have overcome. And then when you indeed have faith, there will be trials of your faith. Now, as important as these three are, they are all very important players in your growth as a believer. They are very important for your growth as a believer. We've said this before. So what are we saying primarily? I am saying that while the Christian walk is a beautiful walk, it is a walk of power, it is a walk of, you know, it is a very beautiful walk. We must be frank with ourselves also. It is a walk that includes challenges and holding on to God even when he's not saying anything. And in those times when he's not saying anything, I want to get it now, in those times when he's just telling you, hold on, in those times when it is not making sense, I want to get it out. You need to be able to reassure your soul that you are growing. Because when there is no way you can reassure yourself that there is growth in your life, I want to get it now, there is no way to be sure that you are progressing, and it's become easier for the devil to tell you that, No. You have just been wasting your time. I was getting now. Growth. So when we're talking about growth, for the believer in Christ Jesus, the evidence of growth is slightly different. The proof of growth is slightly different. You know, I've said it before last week, I'm going to say it again now. That growth is first and foremost a function of understanding. Growth is first and foremost a function of understanding that cometh from the knowledge of God's will. So a man grows in Christ Jesus as he has understanding of God's will. So basically, the level of your spiritual understanding is the level of your growth in Christ. The level of your spiritual understanding is the level of your growth in Christ. You know, there are many things that if you add deeper understanding about them, you might not even pray about it. There are many things that if you had a deeper understanding about them, you might not even fret about it. I give you a practical example. So, I mean, some time ago, just about a few days ago, not so long ago, someone came to my inbox. She's a family friend, I can say. She's a friend of the ministry. And so she called me and told her she's being transferred from where she currently works to another place. I will together now. And that the place is sort of like a punishment for her, and that they are ganging up against her. They have series of meetings just to get out of the place. They are annoyed that she got awarded by the state despite being the youngest at the job. And you know, while she said all of that, I will together now. While it seemed all scary at first, she was all teary about it and she was all teared up about it. She definitely didn't like it, you know, because it's very far from her house. You know, I was just talking to her earlier today, and I told her that, see, it does not matter what people are trying to do to you. You must have the understanding that everything fits together to work for your good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We must understand this. It takes a kind of understanding that you must have for things to turn around to favor you. If that understanding is there, I want to get it now. You will not be able to take the initiative when things are about to turn around. Jesus, hallelujah, as powerful as Jesus is and as cunning as Satan may be, Satan recognized Jesus, hallelujah. Satan saw Jesus, hallelujah. Satan had heard all of the prophecies about the Lord Jesus before. Yet, Satan couldn't stop Jesus from dying. Are we together now? Satan couldn't stop Jesus from rising again, and he couldn't stop him, from going back to heaven. In fact, Satan, hallelujah, Satan, what was the language the Holy Spirit used now? You know, God was talking to me about 3 days ago, and he said it was the plan of God that Jesus should die for the world. Aha, I found the language. That it was the plan of God that Jesus should die for the world. Are we together now? It was the Lord Jesus that executed this plan, but the person that facilitated this plan was Satan. I was going to now. One of the facilitators of the plan was Satan. Yes, the major facilitator of the plan was the Holy Spirit, but one of the facilitators of the plan was Satan. It was Satan that entered into the people and caused them to start misbehaving. And he caused them to start misbehaving to the point that they actually killed him. To fit into God. So I'm showing you something, that there is a spiritual understanding you must have. And so it is this spiritual understanding that you have that determines your level of growth in Christ Jesus. Time will not be, will not allow me to read a lot of scriptures today. Just put the scriptures down. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Let's read this one. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Since the day we heard about it, we do not cease to pray for you. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. Hallelujah. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. Hallelujah, so that you may live a life that is worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. So that you may live a life that is worthy of the Lord, so that you may please him in every way. We must understand this, that at the end of the day, it is God that exalts men. At the end of the day, it is God that measures the growth of men. At the end of the day, it is the glory of God that will be revealed in your life. And so it is you. So the manifestation of the glory is dependent on you being able to please God. I like to say this, and I'll say it again, that even though God loves all of us the same way, he does not love us more than each other. I was going to now. It does not mean that he's pleased with all of us the same manner. No, by the experience of some people, you are tempted to say, no, there's a special love upon them. No, for God so loved, I'm being honest with you, for God so loved the world, he loves us all the same way. But from some people, by reason of how they have walked with him, he is so pleased with them. He is so pleased with them. And so because he is pleased with them, he makes special things available for them. You know, one of the many things that we need to realize is that God is not just seeking sons. He's seeking companions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's seeking people that they may walk together. He said, oh, that Israel would walk my ways and think my thoughts. He's seeking people that can walk his ways. So, as you continue to fill yourself with the knowledge of God's will, I will take it now. So it means that you must understand the will of God. See, the issue of the will of God is a very crucial issue. In fact, the Bible even tells us in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 that if you know the will of God, you will pray the way you are supposed to pray, and God will hear you. The Bible is saying here again that if you know the will of God, you will have all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit can give. And if you have this, then you will live a life that is worthy of the Lord. And you please him in every way. It is when you are able to live a life that is worthy of the Lord and you please him in every way that you can bear fruit in every good work. Is somebody listening to me? That you can bear fruit in every good work. So your fruitfulness is not tied to activities. It is tied to your growth. So there are some results you can never, it does not matter. You can never have if you don't grow. There are some dimensions of results you can never lay hands upon if you don't grow. 15 minutes, I need to hurry. Hallelujah. So it's important for us to understand this. Growth is a function of understanding. Now, I said this before, I'm going to say it again. That now, if you're not talking about growth as a believer, so how do you measure your growth? It's not about pleasantness. I was talking to one of my pastor friends a few days ago, and I told the pastor that, see, God can be so interesting. My father can be very interesting that he can choose to deal with two of his children differently. So God can choose to, you know, deal with one man in a way that is part. He's shining brighter and brighter and brighter until the perfect day every day. That is how God has chosen to deal with that person. Are we together now? When I say his path is shining brighter, his path is shining brighter in terms of results. You can see in the quality of his life that God is with this man and it is getting better. It's getting better. It's getting better like that. Gradually until he gets to the fullness of where God is taking him. And there is this other guy too. Though his path is shining brighter and brighter, he does not see it because his results do not correlate with it. Are we together now? So his result does not correlate with his growth and he's there. 10 years is still there. And the other guy they started out together has looked so much better than him in 10 years. But on the 11th year, something happens. Are we together now? Something happens. There is a turnaround that is inexplicable. So what happened between year 1 and year 10? This man was growing. Are we together now? But God was keeping his results. We must understand that there are different factors. I'm being honest with you. There are different factors that pertains to the life of everybody. So while God may be allowing your brethren, your brother to grow in results, the results are flowing in. So don't stop looking at your brethren that is having the results to show. And you are genuinely seeking God and the result is not there to show yet. Calm down. Before you compare, check if these things are in your life. They are the evidence of your growth. You are growing. You know, one of the first teachings of this year was the mystery of righteousness. I sat down after that series for about 3 weeks. I sat down and I looked at myself and I said, oh, thank you, Father, for how far you've brought me. Because I could remember in January 2022, same lesson, same teaching, the mystery of righteousness. It was just about 30 minutes or 40 minutes. And you can imagine, just 1 year later, deeper understanding. 3 hours, we're still continuing. So, results or pleasantness or quality of life is not always a measure of growth for a believer that is still in process. I'm being honest with you. The result is a product. So God can choose to give you along the way, depending on the factors that, you know, that has to do with your life. So God, there are some men God is keeping, I'm being honest with you. Is practically keeping them and telling them, wait. Their mates have gone ahead of them and they are, sincerely speaking, they are doing more than these mates. They are paying more sacrifices than these mates. They have deeper understanding than these mates. Are we together now? And they are still there. 5 years, they are there. And God is saying, wait. He knows what he's doing. So if the believer you must have this understanding that the result, as important as it is not primarily the evidence of your growth. Because the beautiful thing is this, that Satan can give you results to confuse you and distract you. How about that? If results were primarily the evidence of our growth as believers in Christ Jesus, then Satan can easily deceive us. So it can't be the evidence in 11 minutes. What then is the evidence of our growth in Christ Jesus? the proof of progress, the proof that you are progressing and growing in Christ Jesus, there are three things I'm going to show us. Three things. One, that you increase in total obedience and submission to the will of God. I need somebody to write these things down for us. Very important. The first proof of growth and progress in your life as a believer is that you find it easier. You are finding it continually easier to obey the voice of the Lord. You are increasing in your obedience and submission to God. It is so important. Remember the scripture we read earlier? Hebrews 11:6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now look at it. Now when there is faith, there will be trial of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Anyone who comes to God must believe that God exists, one, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. So it is not those who just seek him. There is diligence in seeking him. So when you are seeking him, it does not look as if he's answering, but you continue to seek him. It does not look like your life is aligning what he is saying, but you continue to seek him. Are we together now? Obedience and submission. This is the first proof that you are growing in obedience. Look at your life 1 year ago. There are many things according to God's word that you can't do. But now, because the Lord has commanded it, you are doing them. You are growing. Are we together now? You have found out that God commanded to give. Before, you know how much you earn is not barely enough for you and your family, but because you have been commanded to give, you possibly couldn't give last year, but this year you are increasingly finding it easier to give, and you are trusting God to open channels for you even as you are giving. You are growing. It may not look like you are growing, but you are. That obedience, that submission being there is proof. First Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Verse 6 to 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6 to 7. It says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. Two things. It is God that lifts men. Are we together? Two. And he is the one that determines when the time is due. He is the one that determines when the time is due. So he may decide to lift you up gradually. I was going now. And he may decide to lift you up at once. Your job is not to find out how he's trying to lift you up. Your job is to continually remain humble. I was going now. So total obedience and submission to the will, plan, and word of God is a proof of growth. So if you can find this in your life, I dare say this, brother. You are growing. Check your life now. So if you can't find obedience, if you are not finding it, you know, increasingly easier to obey and submit to the will of God, you can begin to see and say, I'm not growing in this area. Then you can begin to panic. Not really panic, but you can begin to do something about it. Hallelujah. 7 minutes. Now, the second evidence of growth in the life of a believer, the second evidence of growth in the life of a believer is an increase in capacity and tolerance. An increment in capacity and tolerance. An increment in capacity and tolerance. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. The Bible says, do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may, you know, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed. So there is a transformation that happens to you when you renew your mind. Now, that transformation may not be sudden, I was going to know, but it definitely happens. Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So a workman that needs not be ashamed, the workman is not ashamed because he has increased in capacity. When you ask him to do things, he knows how to do them and he does them effectively. Capacity. Many people are praying for opportunities that they do not have the capacity to manage. And God is not a waster. He will not allow you to have it. You know, I was trying to tell somebody this, that it is not your fasting that will... Okay, let me not say fasting now. It is not anything that you do in the physical. Are we together now? That will bring opportunities for which you have no capacity to manage to you. Prophecies won't. Nothing will. God looks into... See, if by accident you find something that is above your capacity to manage in your life, spiritually speaking, naturally speaking, self, you find something that is above your capacity to manage in your life, it gradually reduces to the level to which your capacity can manage. If the finances you can ever manage in your life is 5 million and somebody gives you 100 million, I would say that you will not be okay. And being honest with you, all sorts of things will happen to the money until it remains 5 million. Now, when it becomes 5 million, you now begin to live as you used to live. Capacity. So an increment in capacity is not always an increment in results, but that you are capable, you are able to do things. You are increasing in capacity in your work. You are increasing in capacity, spiritually speaking. You understand spiritual things. You are no longer a baby. You are becoming an adult. You are having basic understanding. Not just basic. You are having concrete understanding of the God of war, of the Word of God in the doctrines. You know, you can't be swayed aside any longer. You are growing. You know God's word. You can hear God for yourself. Capacity. And of course, tolerance. Tolerance is so important. Tolerance, so important. Romans 5 and 17. Bible says, how much more they that have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they shall reign in life. Now, a man that intends to reign in life must go through the training of a king. And please make no mistake, the training of a king is not easy. Make no mistakes. The training of a king is not easy. So, now, let me say this. If you find yourself always relying on miracles for things to turn around in your life, you are still a baby. Yeah? Did I say that? Yes, I said it. If you find yourself always relying on God to do a miracle before things turn around or before things move in your life, you are still a baby. So instead of relying on miracles, this is a proof of increasing capacity now. Instead of relying on miracles, you begin to rely on the Holy Spirit to show you what you can do. Because God does not intend to do the miracle all the time. He intends to train us to manufacture these miracles. Romans 8:19, it says that the whole world is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Won't you find it very interesting and very faulty if the sons of God are now waiting for God to do the miracles? Are we together now? So understand this. So you have to move from the level where you're expecting a miracle to the level where you produce the miracle. This is what 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 was talking about. According as his divine power has given unto you all things that pertain to living and godliness. But you cannot be able to use this divine power and produce all things. Are we together now? If you don't grow. This is what Matthew 6:33 is saying. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added. So that you are increasing in capacity. Spiritually speaking, out together now. Spiritually speaking, you know, naturally speaking, is a proof of your growth. That you could no longer, you can't do some things in the past, but now you can do them. Beautiful things, creative things, is proof of your growth. Tolerance, of course. That you are more tolerant, you can tolerate things. Because many believers do not like, you know, I remember sometimes last year, there's this confession we have about the fruits of the Spirit. I was getting now. And one of the fruits is long suffering. I know a particular sister that does not like that particular fruit, long suffering. She does not confess that she has long suffering. She just doesn't like long suffering. She confesses all the other fruits of the spirit except long suffering. And I look at her, I just shake my head, and this sister is still playing. Whether you like it or not, it is a fruit of the spirit, and its manifestation is proof of your growth. Let me say this, that another evidence of your growth, and it's also evidence that you are increasing in capacity, I'm being honest now, is that you are increasing in capacity and tolerance, is that you begin to manifest the fruit of the spirit. I was going to now, you begin to manifest the fruit of the spirit. You are growing. Hallelujah. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Let me just mention the last one. And the last one is judgment. So instead of saying judgment, I'll call it discernment. The third proof of growth is discernment. 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 So important. So the language discernment, we can interpret it into understanding. The language discernment, we can interpret it to judgment. So important that you have the ability, you can discern better, that you can judge things spiritually now, that you have understanding, that you can judge things in a better way altogether now, means that you are growing. You know, there are many things. I was talking to somebody recently, and the person told me that, sir, I don't know how you do it, you're just not emotional. The person told me point blank. And that's the first time in my life somebody would tell me that I'm not emotional. And I'm now beginning to see that maybe it might be true, that I'm not emotional regarding many things. So I'm being honest with you now. What's the experience that you are having, your judgment of that experience matters a lot and determines how long you are going to spend in that situation. There's this issue, something came to my spirit to do about 2 years ago. I said, I know myself. I can't do this thing and continue doing SPI. I can't combine both. I told myself, if I combine both, I'm going to neglect SPI and focus on that thing. I don't want to do that. So I didn't do that thing. You know, just recently, I was thinking about it, that I'll create some time and begin to... You are ready. You are the one that said you don't have the capacity there. Now, do you think you have the capacity? I looked at my... How did I miss this? And guess what? I used to confess, I can do all things through Christ. I'm telling you, it's beyond quoting scriptures. It's beyond confessing scriptures. I'm showing you this thing so that you can understand and relate. Judgment. You must be able to judge according to these realities in the scripture. Until these realities are understood by you, until these scriptures are really deep-rooted in your understanding, you can't judge by them. But if you can judge by them, it shows that you are growing. Are we together? So primarily, the evidence of growth in the life of a believer, 3, as I've said earlier. 1, total obedience and submission to the will of God. 2, increment in capacity and tolerance as a believer. 3, judgment. Very important, judgment. Or say understand with deeper understanding of spiritual things is the man that is growing. I'm not just saying this understanding of spiritual thing alone. The Bible says understanding that the Spirit gives. All the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. So the Spirit can give you understanding of, you know, secular things. The Spirit can give you understanding of physics, for example. The Spirit can give you understanding of chemistry so that you can design a solution, okay? That though you may not be a scientist, you can design a solution. The Spirit can give you understanding of physics. Though you may not study physics in school, you can become an inventor. I want to get it now. The Spirit may give you an understanding that is peculiar in the field where you work, and you begin to apply things separate differently than others do it, and it begins to grow, and you become a leader there. I want to get that. You must understand that the results that you seek, I want to get that, is not primarily the concern. What you need is the growth. So as a believer in Christ Jesus, if you can look in your life and find these 3 things, you are growing. Now, if you can, if you look into your life and you can't find these three things, you have cause to be concerned. I just say this, it does not matter the results in your life now. You have cause to be concerned. It does not matter the results that you have right now. You have cause to be concerned. If these three things are not there, I'm getting better. So these are the evidence of growth that I would like you to, you know, that the Holy Spirit would like us to pay attention to, so that you can take your mind away from the constant comparison. You can take your mind away from the jealousy, from the envy, and from the strife. Focus on these things. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be praying tonight. We're going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to see myself. In the name of Jesus. It's very important prayer. Open my eyes to see myself. In the name of Jesus. Can you go ahead and pray that prayer?